I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 45-year-old Xavier Barella of Alamogordo was arrested Friday morning in Roswell on charges of aggravated battery on a peace officer. According to Roswell police, one of their officers was checking on an unresponsive driver of a vehicle stopping the intersection of Main and 2nd Street Friday morning. As the officer was approaching the vehicle, the driver suddenly accelerated the car, pinning the officer against another vehicle and then dragging him through the intersection. The officer was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Barella is also facing aggravated fleeing charges, also receiving and transferring stolen vehicles and arrest warrants out of Otero and Bernalillo County. Alamogordo police were in a 7-hour standoff with 53-year-old Robert Estrada of Alamogordo. The incident began around 5 p.m. Sunday until early Monday morning. According to reports, Estrada was allegedly threatening people with a gun at the Murphy gas station in Alamogordo. Police also received information that Estrada had fired several rounds from a firearm, some of those shots in the presence of police. New Mexico State Police assisted in the incident and then convinced Estrada to surrender. Estrada is facing aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A study of a $490 million project to improve New Mexico Road 128 and New Mexico Road 31 will be asking for additional state and federal money. State Road 31 extends 22 miles from a junction with U.S. Highway 285 to U.S. Highway 62 near Carlsbad. State Road 128 extends 60 miles from New Mexico 31 through Lee County to the Texas state line, that according to the New Mexico Department of Transportation. Construction on that project is expected to begin in 2023. During its regular scheduled Monday meeting, Lovington City Commissioners tackled the fireworks issue on what type of fireworks will be allowed to be used in the city this year. Lovington Mayor Robbie Roberts elaborates.
Well, basically, we adopted the same ordinance that we adopted last year. Bans certain
fireworks. At issue here is public safety during these drought conditions. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.